This is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz for IdeaStream Public Media. The city of Youngstown has been working for years to shake its Rust Belt image, and amid its economic revitalization has been a rebirth of its music scene. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Jackie Popovic of the Vindys, a rock band that keeps its roots firmly in Youngstown as it continues to branch out. Talk about how this all started.
You know, I went to Dana School of Music at YSU. I did that for a semester. It's a classical music school, so I was really not into it. A lot of the band actually went to Dana School of Music. It was not something for me. So I actually found a school in Florida called the Mike Herb College of Music, and they did a lot of live recording, live performance, editing and production. And that's just something that was more up my alley, more of my interest. But when I came back, and that was 2012, I came back to Youngstown, Ohio, I noticed that like the music scene had completely basically died, I would say. There was a lot of venues that had shut down. And when I graduated high school, I noticed that, you know, the music was more tribute bands and cover bands than anything else. And when I came home, I was like, you know, I want to get out of here. I want to go to LA. I want to go to Nashville. Like my friends are going, you know, after school, they're going to music schools and then doing session work in the major cities. And here I am at home. So I had get out of this city, you know, get out of this town kind of dreams. But, you know, being here in town, I just realized that a lot more people nowadays are doing it from their house. You know, they're doing it at home. And with my experience, with my education as far as recording and production, I looked at it as an opportunity to try to do this from home. So I actually found the band via a friend of mine. He was playing with a band downtown in Youngstown. I came out one night. They had a different girl singer and they were just doing cover songs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? This band is absolutely fantastic. There I found John Anthony, who is the lead guitarist of the band. Him and I have founded the Vindys, and we're now a 9-piece band, mm-hmm. and we've kind of just gained this regional popularity. And in 2017, we released our first full-length album. Right up with my world, right up with my heart, right up you made me feel before my world fell apart. You know, since then, it's just been a series of just trying to radius out from the city. And I'm just, you know, happy that we're able to do this as a band and do it from a city like Youngstown and have the major cities be a day's trip away from us.
You know, I've just been watching your trajectory. I mean, you're getting a lot of attention that's way beyond this region. Was there a plan? How did you gain so much exposure?
You know, it really takes a lot of hard work and a little bit of luck, which is what everyone says. But, you know, I have a band full of teachers and professors in music, and they're very well organized. I have someone doing emails. I have someone doing, you know, promotions. You know, someone's taking care of the merchandise. Someone's taking care of contacting people. It's not just me, and it's not even just the band. We have a network of friends and musicians in this area, which it's important to me to support our community of musicians. I feel like I was a little bit of a part of that, you know, to grow the music community in Youngstown, especially, and beyond.
Yeah, and I mean, Youngstown's music scene has come a long way. It's now becoming a destination with the West Side Bowl, and things are picking up there.
You know, the network of musicians, along with the Dana School of Music there at Youngstown State, that has a lot to do with how the music community is built. And out of that, kids are playing jazz nights on Thursday nights at Susie's, or The Vindys are playing at the amphitheater now. There's a beautiful brand new amphitheater outside along with the Covelli Center. So you have the West Side Bowl as well, like is a great example. I think that in the next 5 years, we're going to see it. I mean, there's so many great things that are happening, and it's way more inviting than it ever was, I would say.
So talk to me about the album that came out in July called Bugs. The title track, I just love that song. It's like one of my favorites of the year. I know that album was kind of a long time coming because of the pandemic.
Yeah, so it was scheduled to be released in 2020. So everything got canceled. Mm. So those songs we've been playing for a couple years now, you know, it's weird because we had some longevity with the first album called Keep Going. Mm. And that was released in 2017.
Yeah.
So for us to, you know, sit tight and hold on to this album for 4 years is a long time. So when everything shut down, you know, it was one of those things like, what do we do with the songs that we had? Because we had a lot of singles that were released. We had one song, Are You Ready, that was being played for the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Pittsburgh Pirates. So the album, there's a couple reasons it's called Bugs. However, for me, it's a combination of little moments throughout that time because we had so much time to write that album that came together. So it's just like little moments in time that bug me, I would say. I always tell people that, you know, things that bug me that, you know, as a songwriter, I like to write things that get them off my chest and just let them go. Something's about to play. Yeah, I think it's me. And I gotta shake this way off of me.
There's been some big moments, I think, for the band in these last few years. What's been one of the big moments that have stood out to you?
Big moments. You know, I would say just recently we opened up for one of my heroes, Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
We had not planned on that. That was like, I think, a month out that her camp had reached out to us. You know, it was just like surreal to meet her and to open up for her because I remember singing her songs as a kid. So it was really special. Mm-hmm. I think that every time that we get asked, you know, what's the special, you know, moment that we have, it's always Federal Frenzy, which was 2017 in Youngstown. And I think that's just because it was a hometown crowd. It was the release of our first album. And yeah, we remember it really fondly.
Well, I just love how true the whole band is to Youngstown and really making sure that that is the city that you're represented by.
I think it's important now more than ever to, you know, look at our communities anywhere in the country, especially with music and musicians right now who are able to do a lot at home, you know, do a lot of social media online to get their word out. I think that it's important to cultivate their music communities in their own community. I mean, it's not just Youngstown. It's all over the map where you can see these pockets of places which are just begging to have more of a music scene. And You know, I have friends, you know, back at school that, you know, ask me, you know, how do we do this here? How do we go about it? And it's really just doing it yourself. We didn't see a lot of those venues when we started out as a band. And what we did was we kind of followed the map everyone else was doing and then slowly introduced original music along with the cover band format that everyone else was doing at the time. So yes, you're gonna play the restaurants, you're gonna play the wineries, we played a plethora of weddings, and we would play 3-4 times a week, 3-4 hours a day, especially during the summertime. And we just wouldn't say no to any shows.
Wow.
So there is that time period of just take what you can get. You know, if a place doesn't have a setup for music, bring your own PA, make it happen, yeah. You know, until people start recognizing that it can happen. You can cultivate a community of musicians. You know, for example, I have a songwriting group that I put on every month at Birdfish in Columbiana. And it is filled with different songwriters in the area. Who knew we had so many songwriters that are writing original music? I want to get those people playing out in front of people, give them a platform to play so that they are able to share their gifts. I think I've had already like 30 different songwriters around, you know, Akron and Youngstown that have come out to the songwriter night. So I'm just so proud of all the talent we have here, and I want to cultivate that.
I love that. And while you're working on your own band and its success, you're trying to bring up others. I think that's really cool.
You know what? I wish someone would have done that for me. And especially for girls, I don't see a ton of girls in music right now. So, you know, if I see other girls, I just want to help them as much as I can. I see more of a community now, but back in the day, I was the one only girl among, you know, 20 musicians on stage for a Christmas show or whatever. And I would be like, why is it this way?
It's been so fun to watch your journey over the last few years. And I just can't wait to see what comes next.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like it's not just us that, you know, we're bringing up. It's the whole community. So I can't wait to see what is in store for Northeast Ohio's future of music.
That's Jackie Popovic of the Vindies. You can find links and more at WKSU.org/shuffle and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Keep watching away.